I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. Joining us now, Congressman Andy Harris out of Maryland, also a member of the House Freedom Caucus, at a very interesting time, especially as the House Freedom Caucus plays a huge role here in deciding whether or not another short-term or even long-term budget gets passed in the House and Senate. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. So what's the latest? What can you tell us about the status of a budget agreement?
Well, I think they're going to have to come to some deal this last night or this morning to bring something to the House today, hoping that we can pass a short-term stopgap spending bill and then come back and hopefully make the big deal next month.
So they were expecting a 28-day stopgap funding bill to arrive to the floor today, as you said. And so is the House Freedom Caucus, by and large, going to be voting in favor of this?
Well, it depends on what it has in the bill. You know, we think that we should include year-long funding for our troops, maybe at least for their pay. You know, I think that we should include money for maintenance, the problems that the military has when we've been shortchanging it over the past few years. We should include some elements of year-long military funding in this bill. Look, the rest of the budget we can deal with later, but our men and women in uniform deserve our full support, and I hope they get it in this short-term agreement.
A lot of this has been wrapped up in immigration and the idea that Bob Goodlatte's tougher immigration bill, his more conservative one, may or may not receive the light of day in the House, despite the fact that the president referenced it last week in a meeting. Do you feel confident that Speaker Ryan is going to allow the Goodlatte bill to be considered on the floor of the House?
Well, I hope so. It's a great bill. Look, it extends DACA, you know, which of course President Obama illegally declared through executive action. It extends it, so it protects the people who are here illegally. Those 670,000 who are here illegally. I thought that's what the Democrats were asking for, and that's what this bill does. So I'm not sure why it's not acceptable.
So why won't the Republicans push for just a spending bill and then a separate immigration bill down the road? Why are they allowing the Democrats to keep the two of them together, to marry them?
Well, we haven't allowed that yet. That's what the Democrats want. The Freedom Caucus feels strongly that those two issues have to be dealt with separately. That's the only logical way to do it. I don't think it needs to be done any other way. And we'll see. But I hope our leadership holds firm. Speaker Ryan has said that those two issues should be kept separate. I think they should. There's no reason to connect it. I mean, what does funding our military troops have to do with, you know, granting legal status to 670,000 people who are here illegally?
Yeah, and it just allows the Democrats to hide the amnesty, and which is very unpopular with Americans.
Well, I think a lot of Americans do believe that we should give those 670,000 people a chance. I think there are a lot of people who don't think we should grant them automatic citizenship. Maybe there are a lot of people who think that they should get that in the end of the line for citizenship, not ahead of people who've been waiting here for years. So there's discussion of that, but I think most people, and look, the Goodlatte bill extends the DACA program. That's the bottom line. All the Democrats have been yelling for is, you know, extend DACA, let's preserve DACA. That's what that bill does. Now, it also says we have to end chain migration, we have to end the visa lottery, we have to include E-Verify, we have to fund the border wall, which I think are kind of common sense things.
Right. Are there any conditions to your support for the 28-day extension?
It's just going to have to include funding our troops for the rest of the year. Some elements of it. It doesn't have to be the entire $80 billion. But, you know, our men and women in uniform and their families deserve to know that they are going to get that pay raise for the rest of the year. The money's there.
Yep.
I believe strongly that we have to maintain our ships and our aircraft to keep our men and women in uniform safe, and I think those elements ought to be included in the bill.
Right, but have you gotten any promises from leadership about the Goodlatte bill? Is that the kind of thing that you've made a condition, or other members of the House Freedom Caucus have made a condition of supporting the budget?
Yeah, there are a lot of members who believe that we should have a vote on that again, not coupled with it, because coupling the two issues together is bad policy, but we do think that the Goodlatte bill should have a vote. I think it's actually a great compromise position, and I think that should be the position of the House. If the people want Dreamers to be protected, this bill does it. Why would you? You know, are they going to oppose it because we want to end the diversity lottery?
Take us behind the scenes. I know that the White House and John Kelly mentioning this, been speaking with the House Freedom Caucus. What have those conversations been like?
You know, I'm not in the leadership of the House Freedom Caucus, so I don't know what they're like. But I'm told that they know that the Freedom Caucus is key to getting a bill passed in the Republican House. And I think that they've come to the conclusion that we want to solve this problem, and we want to work with them on it. So now, I think we're going to have a voice in it.
On immigration, I know that you support the Goodlatte bill, but what about next steps? Should say, let's pretend the Goodlatte bill actually becomes law. The president referred to a phase two during his meeting of moving towards maybe a comprehensive immigration reform, or even having further amnesties in the future. Could you envision any scenario where you support anything beyond an amnesty for the DACA recipients?
No, for DACA recipients, look, we solved that problem. I mean, the bottom line is if we pass the Goodlatte bill, that problem is solved, because that bill allows, as long as those 670,000 are here and they are, they're not breaking the law, they can ask for extensions every 3 years. So that solves the issue permanently for those individuals. But we do have to deal with some of the other immigration issues, especially around temporary workers that are very important to our economy, especially when we're in a full employment situation. So we do need other immigration reform. People say comprehensive, but to be honest with you, the DACA bill combined with the border security, I think, deals with a lot of immigration reform in it already.
All right, so bottom line, is the government going to shut down at midnight Friday night?
Look, you have to get Chuck Schumer on the line and ask him, because in the end, it's always up to the Democrats in the Senate about whether they filibuster whatever the House passes. I'm confident that the House will send something over to the Senate, and then it's up to Chuck Schumer about whether he wants to shut down the government again over granting citizenship to 670,000 people here illegally.
Well, there you go. You heard it here, Congressman Andy Harris. Thank you very much for joining Mornings on the Mall. Look forward to having you back soon.
Thank you.